The American composer Samuel Barber died in 1981, and except for a handful of pieces, most of his music doesn't get performed much. But classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that there's been a revival of interest in Barber's music. Here's Lloyd's review of a new reissue called The Music of Samuel Barber.
As the nephew of the famous Metropolitan Opera contralto Louise Homer and the life partner of the opera composer Giancarlo Menotti, it was inevitable that the American composer Samuel Barber would turn to opera. His first opera, the romantic melodrama Vanessa, had its world premiere in 1958 at the Metropolitan Opera and won the Pulitzer Prize. The plot is a little corny, but the music still holds up. The Met later commissioned from him a grand opera, Antony and Cleopatra, for the opening of its new house at Lincoln Center in 1966. But it was a bomb of atomic proportions, and Barber's reputation never quite emerged from under that mushroom cloud. In the last few years, though, there's been a neo-romantic revival. Audiences tired of atonality want to hear tunes they can remember. And Barber had a genuine gift for melody. His violin concerto and his setting of James Agee's Knoxville, Summer of 1915, for soprano and orchestra, have remained standard repertory items. And his moving adagio for strings, which was originally the slow movement of his string quartet, is so famous people know it without even knowing who wrote it. My favorite of Barber's three operas is a little gem, a 10-minute, four-character opera called A Hand of Bridge that he composed in 1959, the year after Vanessa. And like Vanessa, it has a libretto by Giancarlo Menotti. In it, we hear the inner thoughts of two married couples as they are playing their nightly bridge game. Geraldine is desperate about the impending death of her mother, the only person who has ever loved her. Her husband, David, frustrated by his subservient white-collar job, has sadomasochistic fantasies about 20 naked girls and 20 naked boys and drinking scented wine from cups of Steuben glass. Their friend Sally escapes from the boredom of her marriage by shopping and is currently obsessed with a hat of peacock feathers, while her husband, Bill, daydreams about his affair with a woman named Cymbeline in one of Barber's most seductive lyric tunes.
I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers. I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers. I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers. I saw this morning at Madame Charlotte's. Of course, there is the red one with the tortoiseshell rose, and then there is the beige with the fuchsia ribbon. Still, I think I'd buy that hat of peacock feathers from the table, darling.
I'm sorry. I wonder what she meant by always being dummy. Has she found out about Cymbeline? Cymbeline, Cymbeline, where are you tonight?
I want to buy that pot of peacock.
Where are you tonight? On whose love are you wearing senseless night wet in your geranium's red and red? On whose black shoulder will you strew your blonde hair? To whose bleeding violence will your breast surrender? Is it Christopher?
I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers.
Manfred, Chuck, Tommy, or Dominic? Cymbeline, Cymbeline,
I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers.
Every night, if it only were you, I might take one at the end of the day.
and strangled in the dark.
I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers. I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers. The queen, you have trumped the queen.
This isn't psychological profundity, but it's a vivid picture of 1950s middle-class anxieties and the verbal, melodic, and rhythmic juxtapositions, the skillful interweaving of the characters' internal thoughts with the card game they're playing are delicious. This album, Music of Samuel Barber, also includes several early choral and orchestral pieces, as well as the famous Adagio for Strings, in a performance led by the well-known cellist conductor Antonio Yanigro. In all their hands, some of the best music of the 1950s is still alive and well.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and the author of a new book of poems called Cairo Traffic.